Monshet, Al-Bina newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. Contradictory reports on day 61 of the ceasefire. Southerners prepared to return Sunday. Saudi foreign minister in Beirut as government formation awaits a boost after stagnation. Hadan, the government must end the neglect of Shabab farms and mobilize to liberate them. The political editor wrote. As the commander of the Northern Front in the occupying army addressed his troops, urging them to prepare for withdrawal from Lebanese territories within days, Yedioth Ahronot reported a contradictory story. The newspaper revealed that the government of Benjamin Netanyahu had sent a message to the new U.S. administration requesting assistance in extending its presence in part of southern Lebanon for an additional month. Furthermore, it sought to indefinitely retain certain strategically significant hilltops along the Lebanese border. Amid these conflicting reports, efforts intensified to discern the truth behind Israel's decisions, distinguishing them from media and psychological tactics aimed at testing reactions. Lebanese officials mobilized to reaffirm their absolute rejection of any delay in withdrawal beyond the 60-day deadline stipulated in the ceasefire agreement. Both the American and French guarantors of the agreement were called upon to honor their commitments to Lebanon. President Joseph Aoun conveyed to the visiting ambassadors and foreign officials that Lebanon views any breach of the agreement as an attempt to destabilize the region and obstruct the positive momentum anticipated by the Lebanese people for advancing domestic political processes. Meanwhile, Hezbollah leaders issued stern warnings against any manipulation of the withdrawal timeline, cautioning that the resistance forces would respond decisively on day 61 if the occupying forces failed to meet the agreed deadline. On the ground, residents of border villages, particularly major towns such as Khiam, Bint Jbeil and Naqoura, have begun consultations to organize a collective return to their villages on Sunday. They have requested that the Lebanese army, if unable to protect them, refrain from intervening to prevent their peaceful confrontation with the occupying forces, declaring their willingness to bear all consequences of their actions. In parallel, Lebanon is preparing to welcome Saudi Foreign Minister Faisal bin Farhan al Saud, marking the first visit by a Saudi foreign minister to Beirut in 15 years. The visit takes place against the backdrop of governmental stagnation, reflected in growing objections from forces that endorse the appointment of Prime Minister-designate Nawaf Salam, who is perceived as Saudi Arabia's preferred candidate. These objections centered on Salam's openness to cooperate with Amal and Hezbollah, sparking questions about Saudi Arabia's true stance on the partnership model advocated by President Aoun and the Prime Minister-designate. While some groups aligned with Saudi Arabia framed their rhetoric in opposition to Hezbollah and Amal, the Saudi minister's statements are expected to clarify Riyadh's position, potentially breaking the impasse. The debate contrasts claims from Hezbollah-Amal leaders about Saudi involvement in pre-election understandings with conflicting statements from Saudi-aligned political leaders and figures. On the economic and social front, Asad Hadan, head of the Syrian Social Nationalist Party, emphasized the state's responsibility to ensure social stability and economic recovery. He underscored the national duty to end the policy of neglect regarding the occupied Shebaa farms, urging the state to mobilize all available resources to liberate this Lebanese territory from occupation.